We talked about Kodak Winer syndrome. Again, here the lumbar roots that are traveling down out of the spinal cord segments, those roots are traveling down in order to reach their corresponding neural foramina to exit from there. That's what forms the coda equina, and if there is compression on this group of roots centrally, that causes the symptoms. The typical symptoms would be bilateral involvement in both lower extremities. So it is polyradiculopathy, and again, it's usually bilateral. Typically, there will be what we refer to as saddle anesthesia, so proximal bilateral lower extremities in addition to the peroneal area. That's innervated by the sacral nerves. There's commonly urinary involvement, typically with urinary retention, and there's decreased rectal tone. Again, that's all because of the involvement of the S1, S2, and sometimes S3 roots. The treatment typically is surgical decompression. If someone has significant symptoms, then the surgery must be done urgently.